Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Connor Apper, Josh Hotson back with you in the Connor Apper Show at 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. Yesterday, Northwestern showed us the renderings of their plan, which will come into shape soon here. Northwestern is going to tear down their existing stadium, Ryan Field, which is a trash can.
Terrific.
Garbage. Just a bunch of garbage. And they are going to just wreck that, which they should. And they are going to place on the site of where the old Ryan Field used to be a new version of Ryan Field, which will cost them $800 million.
Wow. That's a lot.
Okay. So, Josh, get this. Here's the kicker on the $800 million thing. It's all privately funded. $800 million, and it's all privately funded.
Well,
I can't even believe, I can't even fathom that.
I mean, you got to take a look at the numbers. Mike Greenberg's annual salary at ESPN is $6.5 million.
Yeah.
What's Wilbon making nowadays?
I don't think it's from Wilbon.
You don't know? Well,
I don't think it's from Wilbon or Greeny. So a lot of this is raised in a fundraising effort. There was a fundraising drive.
And hosted by Greeny. That's why he wasn't at work all year.
The fundraising drive was pushed over the goal line by a $480 million gift, the largest in its history, from the Patrick and Shirley Ryan family. The gift will also support biomedical and economics research.
Who's paying half $1 billion?
Patrick and Shirley Ryan. They're just saying, hey, here's 500 mil. That's what we're calling it now.
I mean, forgive my ignorance on this, but what does this gentleman do?
I don't know. They have a lot of stuff named after him, though.
Yeah. Patrick Ryan is an American billionaire insurance businessman. He is the founder and retired chairman and CEO of Aon Corporation.
Yep.
Okay. I think we're in the wrong business, Connor.
A $6.1 billion fundraising drive completed last year ensures developing the 35,000-seat stadium won't require taxpayer financing, hurt the university's research efforts, or come at the expense of students, faculty, and staff, according to school officials.
Oh, he owns 20% of the Bears.
Huh?
Okay.
Just pitching in a little bit.
I on the front end, I said, forgive my ignorance. I'm sorry.
So they're going to go from basically what current Ryan Field holds is about 50, a little more than 50,000. They're going to take it down to 35,000 at this new Ryan Field, which will be demolished. The old Ryan Field will be demolished after next year, gone. And we'll get into Northwestern's home over the next couple of years in between because they're not going to have one. They're going to be homeless for like 3 seasons.
Wow.
Two or three seasons. So what? They're going to be there in 23, gone in 24, gone in 25, and then hopefully they say it's open for 26. So maybe 2 years. Two full seasons.
I mean, Soldier Field's too big, right?
I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe they put it at Soldier Field when the Bears move out to Arlington Heights.
Yeah.
Out to the burbs.
The renderings look beautiful.
It looks amazing. So this is the new thing, and Northwestern's one of the places that, and they needed it anyway. But this is a really cool idea, and I think this is sort of the trend in professional sports, which is just, we're going to pack this thing with amenities. We're going to pack this thing with space, make sure the fan experience is really good, and there's not going to be a bad seat in the house, and we're only going to let 35,000 people in here. Demand is going to be high. I mean, think about it. When the first time Nebraska goes there to play a game in the new Ryan Field, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be 75% Nebraska fans. It'll be 35,000 people in the stands. I mean, remember the, like, the Chargers played at the soccer stadium for a couple years.
Yeah.
They barely sold that thing out.
Barely.
You know? That only held about 10,000 people or whatever it was. I mean, this is sort of the trend in new stadiums, and it makes you wonder about what Memorial Stadium's going to look like. Now, let's be clear, Memorial Stadium will not be demolished and then rebuilt in a couple years and will hold only 35,000 people at the end of it.
You're going to put that on the board?
No, I am not. But I do wonder what the capacity of Memorial Stadium will be after all this stuff is done, after they get done rebuilding the plane while it's flying, as Ted Carter said. I don't know. I don't know what the number we're looking at is. I mean, we're above. They're about 85,000 right now, somewhere around there, or 80. Yeah, I think it's about 85,000 capacity seat-wise at Memorial Stadium. If you put, you know, if you're wiping out some seats and you're putting chair backs on everything and you're getting some more amenities in the park and or in the stadium, like, I don't know. Are we going to end up taking this thing down to 70?
60?
Is that
65?
Is that too much still? Right. How can you modernize Memorial Stadium without doing what Northwestern just did, mm-hmm. or what they're going to do, which is wreck the entire thing and build a completely new stadium?
You don't want to...
They're going to have some of the best facilities. They'll have the best facilities in the country. I mean, it's wild what they have over there right now.
You don't want to take out so many seats that everyone goes, oh, I see what's going on here. You're taking a hatchet to your capacity so you can keep that sellout streak going. I see what you're doing, Nebraska.
Chris emails in on the Equitable Bank inbox. He says, capacity 55,000 Memorial Stadium, the sellout streak lives. I do wonder what the future looks like for that. I think you're going to see that number come down.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know how much, but that's the question. That number's coming down.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how much. And what will the new... I mean, you see the renderings of this thing. It's going to be, like I said, there's going to be amenities everywhere, and it's going to be excellent for the fan experience. There's going to be tailgating areas. And that is one thing that you're seeing that's starting to pop up around professional sports now. We're going to build a new stadium here. We're going to put it here. Maybe it's in the middle of nowhere, or maybe, you know, we're renovating the current stadium that we live in, that we play in. But the improvements to the stadium are not limited to just the inside.
Right.
We're going to build a town or an entertainment district around the stadium, have all the fans sit, eat, drink, party, whatever you're going to do before a game, right there, and then take a couple steps over into the stadium. That's the new trend.
It's kind of like a combination. If you haven't seen the renderings of like SoFi Stadium on the outside, where it's like, okay, you can walk in from virtually any point. Yep. There are no gates. You just come on in. And the inside looks a lot like Hard Rock Stadium, where there's not a roof over everybody, but there's like an awning, yeah, over the seats.
What I thought at first, I thought it looked like the Ireland Stadium they just played in.
Yeah.
I thought it looked like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where they got the idea.
Maybe. I doubt they put this together in a month, but, you know, yeah.
There's some smart people over there at Northwestern.
Northwestern is, quote, exploring all options for a temporary home venue for the Wildcats during construction, which is expected to be completed before the 2026 season. 2 years of Northwestern football, where will they go?
Where do the Chicago...
Who will take them in?
Where do the Chicago Fire play?
They play at Soldier Field?
I don't know. Yeah, they do play at Soldier Field. Okay. There went that idea of playing it in a soccer stadium.
Bring in Northwestern. Soldier Field.
Yeah.
Like I said, maybe Soldier Field won't have a tenant in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Doubt they can match that up, but that'll be another interesting piece of it. Well, Northwestern has played at Wrigley Field before.
Every week.
Every week, Wrigley Field.
hack off that one end zone.
Yeah, they could just not play home games in the first couple weeks while the Cubs are painfully finishing their regular seasons. And then they won't have to worry about things in October because the Cubs won't be in the playoffs. They can just play all the home games in October.
Now, Dave on the YouTube stream has a great idea. Northwestern will play their home games in Ireland because they are 1-0 in Ireland.
They're really good at playing in Ireland.
They are 0-4 stateside this season.
Maybe, yeah. Have we even thought about the possibility that Northwestern is just the greatest team ever in Ireland?
I have not.
Exactly. Open your brain,
that,
man.
Yeah.
Open it up.
That's some galaxy brain stuff by you.
We'll come back with the odd news next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.